to Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Hands up for Toby Clark.
Yeah, man. If that's playing, then you know that it is time for...
Relax, it's Flax.
Boom, say it one more time,
relax,
brother.
Relax, it's Flax.
Boom, one more time, brother.
Relax, it's Flax.
All right, now let's do it the acoustic version, which goes like this.
Relax, it's Flax.
Or in vernacular.
You said acoustic, not vernacular.
You need to come in with... Relax, get flex.
You come in with some energy.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
You messed it up. Okay,
no, okay. Rewind. And...
Relax, it's flex.
Relaxani. Uye umeker flex. Eclipsecentral.com.
Ah, beautiful.
So tranquil.
Why, the two of you should be used for in-flight announcements.
I know.
Yeah, Flax, you're going to give me the English. Producer Catch, you're going to give me the vernac. Let's do in-flight announcements for there is no more chicken left on the plane and...
Unfortunately, passengers, there is no more chicken left on this flight, but we will be serving beef.
Attention all passengers! Attention all passengers! Hello? Is this thing on? Yeah, it's chicken and pelly. Let's also have a beef. Yeah, all right. Thank you.
That was beautiful. Should we do one more?
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Let's do one more. Okay. Flax, it's going to be... The announcement is, unfortunately, the pilot has just realized that he... No, that's not a good one. Unfortunately, the pilot is not qualified to be flying this plane right now. And...
ladies and gentlemen, everybody aboard flight 1822 from Durban to Durban. I'd like to inform you that your current pilot has fallen asleep and is incapable of flying this plane. Please can you put your seatbelts on and wish for the best? Please enjoy your flight.
Woo! Passengers! Woo! Passengers! U pilot ke ulele is sleeping. We don't know what we're gonna do. Just pray to Jesus. She's about right. Nina worry, she's about right.
Ah, beautiful.
Oh my God, that's that one of the funniest things I've heard this week. That was so funny.
Alright, well, there's a hell of a lot going on in Relax It's Flax today. By the way, Relax It's Flax, we are coming to you live from the Cliff Central swimming pool.
upstairs must be soaked.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that I have no aircon in the studio.
I'm schwitzing in
I'm
here.
I'm dying. I'm swimming in my own sweat right now.
Why is there no aircon?
I don't know if I should take my shoes off. I don't know what to do. Okay, I want to speak of... I feel like I'm going to pass out from heat poisoning.
Let me tell you guys something. So, we have this aircon working in the morning during the Gareth Cliff Show. Then it gets to Kelman on Cliff Central. And then the aircon doesn't work, the computer doesn't work, and then it's left for me to fix in the morning the next day.
Oh, bro, do you know what? I tell you what, even though we're swimming right now, you can still cry me a river. And then you can also fill out a complaints form. Producer Cat, please you just go next door and make an announcement for all those who want to lay a complaint against Kelman on Cliff Central and the associated producers and host. Do you want to just give that announcement for Flax?
Sorry? The announcement is
in. You need to announce to him. He says that we come in here and we take away the aircon and we mess up the computers. Please announce to him the complaints program for if he wants to lodge a complaint against the show.
Well, Michael, you see if you got this door here in the studio... Shapa rides. Just before the T junction, you turn left again, brother. You're gonna see a sign on the top by the tree. It's saying complaints department. That is where you're supposed to go, not here. Don't come here with that nonsense of yours here. We thank you.
We thank you.
Okay, bro. Let's talk Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen's ex-fiance Brett Rossi has sued the actor.
Well pronounced.
Did I get it right?
I think so, yeah. Brett Rossi.
She's claiming that he bullied her into getting an abortion after allegedly ranting she'd give birth to a, in inverted commas, retarded child. given his HIV status.
Okay.
So it's going to be in the news for a while.
Yeah, until he dies.
Yeah.
Then he's going to be in the news a hell of a lot. Now, I'm not saying he's going to die from the HIV. I'm saying he could die at like 150 years old. But this is kind of what Charlie Sheen's going to be known for now. What I did find interesting is that there's a lot of HIV activists that are very upset with Charlie Sheen coming out the way that he did, saying that he's kind of painting a bit of a victim culture for people who suffer from HIV and AIDS, which isn't the case. there you go. That's Michael Flax's opinion. Interesting. Okay.
So what's that word? You when that, it's like a hump.
You
or
let
something?
That linger, bro. You figure that out. Okay, I can't believe that Playboy's shutting down, but they are, and they've gone with somebody very, very dope as their final model.
Pamela Anderson. It's like first in, first out.
Would you go there?
Pamela Anderson?
Hmm.
I don't know. She's not looking too bad. She's got it going on.
How old is she now? Let me Google
she
this.
She must be at least 46. She's what you call a MILF.
Pamela Anderson.
She's so hot.
She is 48. Yeah, 5'7". She's not married anymore. She's got two children.
Kids.
Yeah, and she's also published books. That's what Google says. And she's on
Instagram.
She's
like a PETA activist. She's very hot.
Yeah. Okay. So she's going to cover the final edition of Playboy. Are you going to buy it?
No.
Yeah. Okay. That's why they're shutting it down.
I don't think I've. Okay. I've probably bought one Playboy, and that's it.
What magazines are you buying even in this day and age?
I don't think you really buy any magazines. Everything's online.
It's true, hey?
Maybe I'll buy a fitness magazine, put it next to the toilet when I go, and I'll just look at the fitness magazine.
Nice, bro. Using it like everybody else buys it. Tell me the latest with Ozzy Osbourne.
Can I do the next story and then go back to that?
Okay, fine. You tell me what to
do. Some dude got so drunk that he ended up having a threesome with a random girl and his sister.
Oh, no, bro. Where was this?
It was at his house. They were pre-drinking.
Middle America.
They got completely wasted. He ended up hooking up with his sister and this random chick. Now, he got his sister pregnant, and he had to write an apology to her. How drunk do you need to get
but
to do that?
But why did he write an apology to her? Was she drunk?
I think they were all drunk.
What do you do in that situation? That's very Jerry Springer.
I don't know. That is the most hectic thing ever.
Do you know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It is a...
disaster.
Yeah, that's
who
what
that,
that is. When you impregnate your sister because you were drunk in a threesome, it is 100% absolutely a
disaster.
There you go. You can't come back from that.
Is that cat?
No, it's a pre-recorded audio clip.
That's so funny. But yeah, I can't imagine someone getting so drunk that they perform incest.
No, that's rough, bro. Oh yeah, talk to me about Ozzy Osbourne. Looks like he might have done incest at some point.
Ozzy's basically donating his body to science so that they can try work out how over these many years he's done cocaine, morphine, sleeping pills, cough syrup, LSD, Rohypnol, and MDMA, how his body's actually, how he's still alive after these decades of drug abuse.
And what is the objective with doing this? So they walk in and they say, we want to find out how Ozzy Osbourne survived all of this.
Well, you see, Ozzy wants to know. He says, I was curious.
Okay, as to how he survived.
Given the swimming pools of booze I've guzzled over the years, not to mention all the cocaine, ecstasy.
Can I tell you something, though? He looks like it. He looks like he's overindulged in drugs and he's overdrunk and he's done all of these things. He is a hideous-looking individual.
Yeah,
he's
but he's
nasty.
So cool. He's so relaxed.
No, bro. I don't want to shake that guy's hand.
I used to watch... was it Keeping Up with Osbournes or what was it? The Osbournes.
Yeah.
And every, like, 5 minutes, you'd just hear Ozzy go, Sharon! Sharon! Where's the tea, Sharon?
I'm not a fan of that
so
guy.
So funny.
I'm really not a fan of that. He just looks like the homeless man in a bad way. But you
I don't
think
know,
he's
like a cool rocker.
Yeah,
he's got style, he's slow, he's relaxed, he's timid is the word.
Yeah, except when he's doing hardcore drugs.
No, that was...
And snorting cocaine off a stripper's backside.
Do you remember when he bit the head off the bat?
This guy is too much. Okay, I'm done with Ozzy, I don't care. Him and Oscar Pistorius, same category for me, don't care. What else?
Most of my stories for today are incest.
Okay. Is something going on you don't want to...
No.
Are you talking for
There's
a friend?
Just, all in the news is just incest and incest. Here's a headline. Incestuous father and daughter fight to keep their baby. This guy had a wife. They got divorced. And then him and his daughter fell in love and had a baby. He's 36. She's 18. And now the mother says no, they, she can't keep the child, she must give it up for abortion or what what.
That sounds like the preview for next week's Our Perfect Wedding.
Yo. I got no comment to that.
The way that show's going, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic the last episode.
Okay, what else, dude?
Do you know what I was doing before this?
Yeah.
I was in a room with Matema. We were chilling. We were singing duets together.
Isn't she a rock star?
She's so dope.
Did you take Snapchats?
I did.
Can I listen to... Can we put them... Can we play them?
Let me play... Let's see which ones
yeah,
I got.
I'll give you the aux cable. You can plug that in there. I see you're back on Snapchat now, Flan.
I'm back on... Well, I was always on Snapchat, just not a heavy Snapchatter.
I'm
and then,
so into it.
I don't know, you kind of got me back into it. You can follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax.
It's, yeah, and Flax tweets amazing things like selfies.
Well, Snapchats.
You were at the, organic market.
No.
Weren't you?
No.
Where were you?
When?
A couple of nights ago. You went to a food place.
When?
I don't know.
What did I Snapchat?
I swear that you went to a food place. Okay, play me my Tema's okay. Snapchat.
Oh, no. Oh, that's her singing, but that's not the one we did. Yeah, the next one.
Hi, Cliff. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, like baby, baby, baby.
Okay, these sound riveting. To get them, you can go Mike Flax on Snapchat. I'm sure that they
look
better than
Justin Bieber.
Very, very cool. Matema's a total rock star.
Oh, she's so cool.
I do think she's going to do a little bit better than Carrabo.
I wish she won. I really wish she won.
Yeah, but it's not always about if you win. It's not always about if you win. Okay, let's get back to these topics here. Any more incest stories?
Jeez, this is like for days here.
Did you just Google incest in the news?
No, I swear to God, everything is just incest here. I had one incest story. We'll skip it, though. Let me see. Where was it? Nah, can't find it.
Oh, this is interesting. You found a survey that reveals which professions get the most action at Christmas
how
parties.
How dope's that?
Sorry, did someone say Christmas? Did somebody say Christmas? Does anybody know that I'm a
Are you going to string out Michael Bublé?
Fan of Christmas? I mean, I wouldn't be one to just use the Michael Bublé album unnecessarily, but, you know, I mean, I just Oh, fuck.
your aux isn't like...
Shut up, brother.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Okay,
that's like when the bass drops
shut
at
up,
a
Flax.
Club.
Thank you.
But then Eskom kicks in.
Okay, shut up. Okay, so you found the survey which reveals which professions get the most action at Christmas
yeah,
parties.
Yeah, which like are the wildest? Which are like have the most hookups and stuff?
By the way, I just want to say, Cliff Central had a Christmas party. It was a breakfast. No one was going to take any chances of us getting out of hand. They were like 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the morning. That's your Christmas party. We're not running any risk of any drunken adventures here.
No. But tonight's party is going to be cool.
It's going to be
tonight's
very cool.
Tonight's going to be off the hook.
Yeah, Mikasa on the roof in a little bit. Live streaming on cliffcentral.com. Good one there.
I want to be that guy that's like, gets a bit drunk tonight and then gets on stage and tries to perform with Mikasa. And then they love it and my voice sounds amazing. And then we just do a duet together.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have dreams and things that you want to reach for.
I would love that would be like my dream.
My suggestion for you, Flax, would just to elevate your coolness by just making sure that you've got some Aramis Black on.
I've already got on.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I went to gym, but I forgot to pack cologne. So as I came here, there was like Aramis Black everywhere. So I just sprayed on everywhere and I smell so nice.
And now you're going to get it, right?
Mm.
Yeah, see, next time you got a red square, that's what you're going to do. Okay, so the professions which get the most action at Christmas parties, give me 10... 7, 3, and 1.
Okay, coming in at number 10, education. Now, I think these teachers would get a bit rowdy, though. I'd expect teachers to be a bit frisky, get out of hand.
Certain types of teachers, like the life orientation teacher, I can imagine going really hard at the Christmas party.
See, I can imagine like a history teacher getting pretty down.
Who do you think would make the best hookup? Like a history teacher and an LO teacher, or maybe like a PE teacher and...
Oh, PE teacher's always hot.
English teacher.
PE teacher and headmaster.
Okay.
That they'd talk about for days.
PE teacher and the headmaster. I always thought headmaster was never a good name for the person who runs a school. It's just, also head boy and head girl, there's too many in-jokes there. Okay, give me 7.
Coming in at number 7, you have sales.
Okay, those sales people, they just push the whole year to make money and then they just want to bang. That makes sense. In at 4?
Transport and logistics.
They've got nothing else to do but bang.
Yeah.
They have nothing to live for. And they organize logistics.
The one that came in at number 1 surprised me the most.
Okay, it is...
IT. Like nerds in that.
But that does make sense.
Oh, because, I don't know, why? Nerds having the biggest party. It should be like cool people. We should be having the best breakfast parties. We should have all got drunk at breakfast, and we should have had, I should have DJ'd, and then we should have had like a morning silent disco.
Again, I told you, goals.
Silent disco.
Put it into the New Year's resolution, bro.
Next year, I'm throwing the end of year Christmas party.
We are going to have a dope ass party end of the year, though, for Cliff Rock's 2016.
Oh, I heard about
that. New Year's Eve party.
My friends were already asking me where they get tickets.
It's going to be so, so dope. More details to follow on that soon. A lot of stuff going on. I mean, we have these breakfast things for our Christmas party, but then we make up for it on New Year's Eve. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, this is going to be the dopest party.
Okay, so that's interesting. I'll run you through the top 10 quickly. 10 is education, then health, business administration, sales, media and marketing, finance, transport and logistics, HR, legal and IT, but those IT ones, they really just they
bang it out.
They pump it hard.
They really get it going end of the year.
Fixing more than Microsoft Windows.
Now I want to come up with a pun.
I love how you're so vocal. I'm now going to think about coming up with a pun.
Putting more in than just their password.
Ah, that's a good one, bro. Okay, cool. What else, dude?
Do you know, like, remember you could send like glitter bombs and stuff?
No.
To like people, you could send somebody like a rock or glitter bomb.
Yeah,
or
yeah, okay, I remember that.
Like
that Australian company.
Mm. So now a company's come out and it's revenge to your ex, so your ex-girlfriend.
Mm.
You can now send her a little cockroach with her name on it.
Oh, what? Like a live cockroach?
A live cockroach with her name on it.
That poor cockroach.
I don't know how it works.
Because what's she going to do? She's not going to keep it as a pet. She's going to kill the thing instantaneously. And then it lays eggs. I mean, that's just...
See, I thought it was funny until you just buzzkilled it.
Okay, sorry, bro. But I don't know if there's anything funny about, you know,
I'm sure
cockroach.
They can work out. Maybe they can find dead cockroaches and send dead ones. Mm. Ones that have died from natural causes.
You know, I saw this once in a TV show, and it scarred me for life. I will never forget it. There was a scene in this TV show, and basically, there was a relationship gone wrong, and then the ex sent a box of his... shit to the ex-girlfriend, and I have ever since that scene been scarred by it. I have a terrible relationship with poo now.
Yeah.
It's just nasty.
Mm.
I mean, how wrong does somebody have to do you to get to that level?
Oh, and then it smells, and there's probably been fermenting.
And you know, people get so excited when they get a delivery. You get so excited, you want to unwrap the thing.
I never get deliveries here.
It's okay.
Ben's like the only one who gets
2016's
deliveries.
2016's your year, bro.
I want deliveries. I'm going to like tweet, I want deliveries next year.
2016's your year. Okay,
goals.
Flex. What else, bro?
Let's see what else we put down here. I've got steps here that are ruining your sleep.
Okay.
So apparently if you eat spicy, rich, or heavy meals late at night, you won't sleep well.
Okay.
Live tweet from bed, also you won't sleep well.
I do that all the time, yeah.
I know, I see you tweeting at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, something poetic like rivers and oceans, emotion.
Or something poetic like, ugh, never mind, the pun's done. Who sings Poetic Justice?
I don't know, bro.
What's his name?
Bro, it's a Friday. Yeah. Hang on.
Poetic Justice.
Cat, who sings Poetic Justice?
Guys, Poetic Justice is a movie.
Oh, there's that rapper.
With Tupac.
Who's the rapper who sings Swimming?
How do we always get
swimming.
Back to Tupac
yes,
with you?
Yes, he's got that song Swimming.
You know, black people
Kendrick
don't swim.
Lamar. I was going to say, are you tweeting Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, he does.
Kendrick
featuring
Lamar.
Drake, yeah. Mm. We always get back to Tupac with you, and you are still so insistent that you never shot him.
Yeah, the dude keeps saying I shot Tupac. Did he say anything today?
I don't know, I haven't checked. Let me have a look here.
Let me also pull it up.
The thing isn't working.
Why?
I don't know.
Should I test it on mine?
Well, the aircon's not working, so obviously the WeChat stream is going to be down as well. When it rains, it pours.
Nah.
Okay. Dude, give me the message for the week here.
Message for the week. Live life and live large.
Okay, powerful. No, but you need to say it like it's deep, because the way you said it is like, I went and got a cheeseburger at McDonald's. You got to believe it when you say it. Do you want a little bit of help?
Okay, give me some, like, inspirational music.
Okay, well, when it comes to inspirational, there's nothing more inspirational than this. Greatest movie of all time, people. Greatest. Oh, yeah, man. Give it to me, Simba and Nala. Give it to me hard. Okay, let's skip forward to the part where it gets really emotive. No. Calm down. Easy there, Tiger. Okay. Hang on. Ah, there. Okay. Now, what was your line again?
You need to live life. Live large. Stop hitting the snooze button. Rather get out of bed and get doing. Do it.
Okay, now we're going to put the bed music. I need you to feel it, though.
I feel it.
Okay, close your eyes and deliver it.
I'm
deliver
like Beyonce.
It like you mean
I'm
it.
Feeling myself.
Okay, well, I wouldn't go quite there, but let's try and see what we can do here.
You need to live life. Live large. Stop hitting that snooze button. Get out of bed and do things. Do things for you before you do things for others. Because how are you going to do things for others if you can't do things for you?
That was amazing. We cross now to producer Kat for the vernacular translation of what Michael Flax just said.
Hi, Angazisham.
Okay, Flax, that was super dope. Listen, you're going to stick around for Worldwide Trending just after 5, yeah?
Okay. What's happening in Worldwide Trending?
We're going to talk about what's trending worldwide.
Worldwide Trending. Yeah. Worldwide Trending. Worldwide Trending.
All right. It's off to a great start. Let's touch base with...
Unless Mikasa's here, then I'm kicking it back with them. We're chilling.
Okay. I think they're only getting here at 6. I'm not sure. You and Jay roll deep, though, huh?
Maybe I'll phone him. He'll come a bit earlier.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You keep on believing that, brother. Gelman on CliffCentral.com.